The 9-member Constitutional Court in South Korea yesterday issued a 5-4 ruling saying that the death penalty does not violate the nation's constitution. We spoke to Laura Vignoles from Reprieve to find out more about the ruling and what it means for the 59 death row inmates in South Korea.
There was an appeal by a man who has been convicted of killing 4 tourists at sea 2 and a bit years ago now. He had brought an appeal to the Constitutional Court saying that it infringed his rights and infringed the constitutional guarantee of human dignity. Unfortunately, that appeal has not been successful. And now it's a waiting game to see whether his execution is going to go ahead. There has been very little indication from the South Korean judiciary about whether that is actually going to happen. The only indication that we do have is that a spokesman said, "I don't think there's anyone within the government who can say for sure whether executions will resume or not." We have an example in the US where there was a small, there was a short moratorium while they investigated the legality of the use of lethal injection. And after that, there has been a sharp increase in the number of executions. So it is very hard to say.